head up. Your back straight. And stand. Stand when it looks like it's not working. Stand when you're lonely and you gotta stand by yourself. And stand when you're scared to death. Stand anyway. And the people are uncertain. And he is uncertain. And to God, he is unproven. And he comes down to the Jordan River. And all he has to fight with is what God promised him. And I was with Moses. So shall I be with you. So he comes down to the Jordan. This time it's the Jordan, not the Red Sea. The conditions have changed, but it's still the same thing. The water is the obstacle. And he comes down to the water with the promise of God. And he comes to the Jordan River, and nothing happens. This is the moment. This is the moment that proves the authenticity of his leadership. This is the moment that he gets the public validation of a majestical move of God that shuts every mouth as to the authenticity of his calling. And he comes down to the brink of the swelling Jordan, and nothing happens. And the priests are behind him, and the people are behind him, and the promise of God is before him. And nothing happens. What do you do when it's your moment and nothing happens? What do you do after fighting to get to the door and you finally get to the door and nothing happens? What do you do when it's your moment and it doesn't work? This text is not about what worked. It's about what didn't. If God was going to do with him what he did with Moses, he should have gotten to the edge of the Jordan, raised up his rod, and the waters went hither and thither. He walked to the edge of the swelling Jordan, and nothing happened. Can you imagine what the crowd was saying behind him? Can't you almost feel the beating of his heart and the rushing of blood to his face because he has told them that God was with him? And still there is no move from heaven. There is no wind. There is no blowing. There is no water parting. Everything is acting as if he had no anointing at all. It is in this moment that he must decide what you must decide right now. This moment in your life that you have come down to a critical point and nothing is happening, you have to decide, are you going to tuck your tail and turn your head and go back? Or are you going to step down into the water? Now, God said, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. But he didn't say, I'm going to do with you what I did with Moses. He just said, I'm going to be with you as I was with Moses. So he had to step down into the water. My God, look at his faith. Suppose nothing happens. He went down into the Jordan. And the priests followed him into the immovable, swelling tide of the Jordan. Yeshaya. Whoever I'm preaching to, you're getting ready to walk into something that ain't moving. You're getting ready to walk into something that's standing up in the face and laughing at your faith and telling you that your God don't work, and you're in it by yourself. And if God was with you, your husband wouldn't have left you. And if God was with you, all hell wouldn't have broke loose in your life. God was with you, you wouldn't have had to go through the test and the storm. And if God was with you, you wouldn't have had to fight off the enemy. But the devil is a liar. I said 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 the devil is a liar. Somebody give him 30 seconds of crazy praise. Oh, let me see the stage of this text. He is now in the water. His feet are wet. If God was with him, for me, I'm not going to be stopped. See, the devil don't want this to go forth, but the devil is a lie. And I'm going to preach this anyway. I'm going to preach it anyway, because this is going to unlock something for somebody. This is going to break a yoke for somebody. This is going to open a door for somebody. This is going to release somebody. It's going to set you free. You're in the middle of transition. You're in the middle of change. You're in the middle of obstacles. And you thought God was going to work it one way, and it didn't work like you thought it was going to work. And you think that the fact that it didn't work the way you thought it was going to work means God said no. But the devil is a lie. Just because the water's don't part at the bank doesn't mean it won't open in the middle. He stepped down into the water. And there he is out in the water. Already the type is shattered, because Moses' people bragged because their feet never got wet. And can you imagine the people coming down into the water saying, now, you know, there's something right. Something is wrong with this, because mama said that when they stepped down into the water, their feet didn't get wet. And now this man got us walking in water that ain't moving. Hallelujah to God. And it looks like God is not with us. And he kept on walking in the murmuring and the complaints. He kept on walking in the controversy. He kept on walking. Our country is in controversy. Our world is in controversy. And some people are trying to figure out what to do. You got to keep on walking. They can say whatever they want to say. They can do whatever they want to do. They can feel however they want to feel. But you got to keep on walking. When you know God is on your side, you got to keep on walking. I don't know who I'm encouraging, but no matter what your position is, you got an opposition. I said, no matter what your position is, you got an opposition. And if you feel like your position is really God, you got to keep on walking. They kept on walking. Stepped out into the water and nothing moved. And the priest went with him. You got to have somebody who will get in trouble with you. If you don't have somebody with you that'll get in trouble with you, you are by yourself. You got to have somebody who is so committed to you that they will step down into waters that ain't moving and say, if you say go, I'm going. If I perish, I'll perish. I'm going to see the king. We might have to drown out here, but I'm going to see the king. We might get swallowed up, but I'm going to see the king. We might get embarrassed and humiliated, but I'm going anyway. I left too much behind me to mess around and go back where I came from. And I made up in my mind, if I perish, I perish. I'm going into this water. My feet might get wet, but I'm a step in this water. My ankles might get wet, but I'm a step in this water. My knees might be wet, but I'm a step in this water. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. I'm getting in the water. And the Holy Ghost sent me here to tell you to step in it anyway. I know they don't like you, but step in it anyway. I know they're talking about you, but step in it anyway. I know they're against you, but step in it anyway. I know they've been texting about you, but step in it anyway. I know they're talking about you on Facebook and Instagram, but step into it anyway. Step on! into the middle of the water. And now all of a sudden Joshua and his priest stepped down into the water. And when they got in the middle of it, when they stepped into the middle of the mess, God showed up. God told me to tell you, he's not going to do nothing if you don't do nothing. He's not going to move if you don't move. He's not going to show up if you don't show up. But if you show up, the Lord said, I'll meet you halfway. God said, I'll meet you halfway. I'm through making everything easy. You have to be willing to get your feet wet. Step down into the water, and I'll meet you halfway. So Joshua stepped down into the water because this was the moment. And when it's your moment, you can't go back. When it's your moment, you can't give up. When it's your moment, you can't give in. I came to tell America, this is the moment. This is your moment. This is your time. This is the kind of moment that changes the world, the trajectory of our reality. This is our moment. This is our time. Step down into the water. Step into the controversy. Step into the confusion. Step into the messiness. Get mud in between your toes. Kick your cute shoes off and get down in the mud and the mess of it and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I feel like I'm talking to somebody. It's hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, step on in it. Step on in it. Step on in the messiness in it. Your marriage is in trouble. It ain't gonna never get better. As long as you stand on the banks, you gotta step down into the mess of it. You gotta step down in it and get your feet dirty. Get mud in between your toes. Mess up your cute hairdo and tell the devil, you can't have my marriage. You can't have my son. You can't have my daughter. You can't have my mind. You can't have my church. Hey, I just want to take just a moment of your time and challenge you to understand that we're living in a time where we have to live by faith. We have no choice. If we're going to really see the power of God move in our lives, we're going to have to get like Joshua, and we're going to have to really go out in the water and watch the hand of God move in our lives. He may not move as he did for our fathers or our grandfathers. We may have to really move further into faith than we've ever moved before. I want to challenge you to sow seeds, to plant into the kingdom of God, to watch God harvest in your life, not just because of our needs, not just because of our ministry, but because you have to get out of the Jordan, have your own stones, your own sacrifice, and build your own faith toward God. I perceive that we're on the verge of a promise. That's why we've had so many problems, so much chaos, so much confusion. But if you take an opportunity right now to sow into the kingdom of God, I'm believing God with you for an increase on your seed. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And when your children ask you how you made it, you'll tell them, I didn't make it by science. I didn't make it by technology. I made it by walking by faith. This is just a test. We'll get through this. Let's pass it right now. So into the kingdom of God and watch God bless you supernaturally. I agree with you in Jesus' name for return on your seed. Watch it happen. And it's going to happen soon. God will make the waters roll back out of your way. And the Bible said that all of a sudden that the people had to come through quickly.
My God, my God.
You got to understand what they're walking through. It looks like they're walking through water. But because the priest was in place, they weren't walking through water. They was walking through praise. When the Spirit comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy. That's why the priest had to go first. because the priests always represent praise. And when praises go up, blessings come down. I don't know what you're in the middle of right now, but you need to drop your iPad and go into a crazy praise. You need to praise him in your pajamas. You need to praise him in your house coat. You need to praise him in your slip and gown. You need to praise him in your underwear. You need to drop your fork and praise him. You need to put down your coffee cup and praise him. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Praise him while you're sitting on that back deck. Praise him right where you are. Because if you want God to show up, you got to learn how to give him the praise. Somebody in this room needs to praise him right now. Praise him like you in a fight. Praise him like you in a storm. Praise him like you in a battle. Praise him like you want a breakthrough. I can't hear you. Open your mouth and give God some. So the priests were standing still, and the children of Israel were coming through the priests, and they were coming through fast, and they were coming in a hurry. And the Bible said, where the feet of the priests stood firm, God said, wherever you stand firm, wherever you take a stand, whenever you stop being wishy-washy, whenever you stop being two-faced, whenever your feet stand firm, God said, I want you to take a stone from the place where the feet of the priests stood firm. That means you got to stand when it looks like it's not working. You got to stand when it looks like God didn't hear you. You got to stand when everybody's ostracizing you. You got to stand when life looks complicated. And the priests just stood there. They stood till the wind came. They stood till the waters parted. They stood till a way was made. They stood till the children of Israel started coming through. They just stood. Slap your neighbor and say, just stand. You don't know what to do, just stand. Just stand flat-footed on the rock. This rock is Jesus. Stand on the promises of God. Stand on the fact that God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should repent. Devil, this is what I'm gonna do. Haven't done all to stand. I'm going to stand therefore with my loins girt about with truth. Slap somebody and say, stand. Look at somebody and say, stand. Point at somebody and say, stand. Lay hands on yourself and say, out. And so right where they stood, God said, I don't want a rock that you're not standing on. I don't want a rock that you're not standing on. I can't use a rock that you didn't stand on. It is not the rock by itself, but it is a combination of rock and feet. Truth and conviction. Every place where the priest's feet stood firm, take a rock. So when all of the children of Israel had passed over to the other side, God said, take a rock where the feet of the priest stood firm, because I'm going to turn your moment into a memorial. A memorial is something you remember. A memorial is something you teach your children. A memorial is a standard that sets you apart from other people. A memorial is your story, your history, your destiny, your legacy is all tied up to a bunch of rocks. Look at somebody and say, it's all about the stones. The stones, the stones, the stone. Don't leave it till you get get your stone. Don't leave it till you get your stone. You need something to prove to the world. I was there when God made a way out, and I was there when the tides begin to turn. I was there when the NFL offered an apology. I was there when the statues begin to fall. I was there when they banded the Confederate flag. I was there. I was standing right there. I was standing right there. I was standing right there. And the Bible said that the priests were forbidden to leave the Jordan without the stones. Too many times we leave our Jordan without getting our stones. Too many times we're just glad to get by, and we don't get nothing out of it. Don't go into a meeting you don't get nothing out of. Don't let anybody take up your time with something you don't get nothing out of. God said, I didn't take you through all of this for you to not get something out of it. Get something out of it before you leave. Now imagine the waters are standing on ahead, and we're running out of time, and the priests who already got a load got to reach down and get a stone. The stones are so important that God added more weight. This is the weight of glory. Glory costs you something. Glory is heavy on your shoulders. Glory, oh, yo, I got to quit. Glory adds to your load. Hallelujah. But they carried it out. They're carrying stones in mud. They're carrying stones along with religious artifacts. They're carrying stones weighted down with the armor of their garment, but they carried it anyway because God said, your children need to see your stone. Even as I preach here today, my youngest son is standing here to my side. I want him to see my stones. Know that your daddy is a fighter. Know that your daddy will step in a building and fight by myself. I want you to understand that a crowd does not define you. That if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. And when all hell is breaking loose, you just stand. Somebody holler, stand. This is something you can't get out of a book. It's got to be modeled in front of you. You got to see it in your life. You got to be able to point at it. You got to have enough sense to recognize it. And there ain't nothing but stones. There ain't even books, but they're teaching a class. Take these stones and pile them up where you live. So that when your children... when your children pass by and say, what meaneth these stones? You tell them, baby, it's all about the stones. It's not about the jewelry. It's not about the gold. It's not about the bank account. It's not about the silver. It's not about the money. It's not about the house. It's about the stones. If you got the stones, you can build a house. If you got the stones, you can get the gold. If you got the stones, you can get the silver. It's all about the stones. It's the stones you got. It's the fight you got. It's the stand up you got. It's the force you got. It's the tenacity you got. It's a fight you got. It's a drive you got. It's a relentlessness you got. And you got to stand there though they keep slapping on you, talking about you, laughing at you, lying on you, trying to kill you. You just stand. And so I preach this message today to say it's all about the stones. Because the Bible said, when your children ask you, what meaneth these stones? Tell them how the Lord was with them when you were in the middle. In the middle of the Jordan. That is the message. The stones are the message that are transgenerational. It is the stones of the 60s that the 2020 stand on. If we hadn't have done what we did, you couldn't do what you're doing. History is a muddy business. Hallelujah. It's only clean when you wash it off to make yourself look good. History's always been a messy business. It's always been rough and rugged and ragged. It's always had extenuating circumstances and backroom meetings and sabotages and attack to get us to where we are. And so these stones, these stones, it's all about these stones. It's all about bending your knee on a football field and being castigated until somebody bends a knee on somebody's neck. It's all about, the progression of a conversation that creates controversy and confusion and costs jobs and unfollowing people and rejecting them people and the price people paid for the freedom we have. And that's why the freedoms must be precious, because they are so expensive. They're so expensive. That's why you have to vote, because it was so expensive. I know you're frustrated. You feel like your vote don't count and it doesn't work and they're making it hard, but listen, it was so expensive. Out of respect to what your ancestors died for and bled for and suffered for, if it don't do nothing but just please them to see you go down there and cast a ballot, it costs too much.
No matter what your circumstances may be, God is making a way for you. For any gift, you'll receive a CD of Bishop Jake's message, A Brighter Day.
But the Bible said that if you humble yourself, God will exalt you.
For your gift of $75 or more, you will also receive The Walk on USB, a set of 7 promise cards, and the book Planet by Bishop T.D. Jakes. Call or go online today and celebrate God's promise of a brighter day.
I'm on a plane. I can't fly a plane. And as long as the pilot don't come out of that door white as a sheet, I'm good. But the day the pilot comes out the door and says, oh, my God, we got a problem. I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm worried about it. As a driver, as a leader, you can't vent on your children. You have to be steadfast, because when you are not steadfast, you represent their whole world. So this is a great opportunity to teach them about life, that things come out of nowhere, to teach your children a lot of life lessons and how to be happy in confinement. So you begin to teach the children, this is a trial of our faith. And this is a season that we're going through right now, and we're going to lean and trust God to take us through those circumstances and to bring us out safely.
Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dodge.